Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Stoic Mindset Reset. You know, life can feel like one big roller coaster sometimes, right? One minute you're soaring high, the next you're plummeting into a pit of stress. We've all been there. But what if I told you there was a secret weapon, an ancient tool used by some of history's most powerful minds, that can help you stay grounded even when the world feels like it's spinning out of control? Today, we're diving into the fascinating world of negative visualization, and trust me, this isn't about dwelling on doom and gloom. Think of it more like mental armor. It's about using imagination to prepare for potential setbacks, not to wallow in them. Ever felt that wave of panic when your phone died right before an important call? Or that sinking feeling when you realize you've left the oven on? Negative visualization can help you mentally rehearse those moments, turning anxiety into a sense of calm control. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. 1. Accept impermanence. Life is constantly changing, like the seasons. What's good today may not be tomorrow, and that's okay. Negative visualization helps us accept this truth, reducing our attachment to things we can't control. Imagine a scenario where you lose your job, but scary, right? But by visualizing that possibility, you start preparing mentally, building resilience for when it might actually happen. 2. Shift your perspective. When faced with adversity, do you tend to think why me or what now? Negative visualization encourages the latter. Instead of dwelling on the unfairness, it prompts us to focus on solutions and how we can adapt. Picture this. Your favorite band cancels their tour bummer. But instead of being crushed, use that energy to discover new artists or re-explore old favorites. 3. Cultivate gratitude. It might sound counterintuitive, but facing potential losses actually enhances our appreciation for what we have right now. Think about it like this. If you always had sunshine, would you truly savor its warmth? Negative visualization reminds us to be grateful for the good times because they won't last forever. 4. Build mental resilience. Just like physical training strengthens your body, negative visualization strengthens your mind. By mentally preparing for setbacks, we become less reactive and more capable of navigating challenges with grace. Think about it. A boxer doesn't train only to win, they also prepare for the possibility of losing. This mental toughness is crucial in all aspects of life. 5. Live intentionally. When you visualize potential challenges, you begin to see your life with clearer eyes. You identify your priorities and make conscious choices aligned with your values. Imagine this. You envision a future where you're living a simple, fulfilling life. Suddenly, those unnecessary distractions seem less appealing, and you're motivated to make changes that lead you closer to your ideal. Now let me paint you a picture. Picture this. You're heading into a big presentation at work. Your heart is pounding, palms are sweating, and doubt creeps in. Negative visualization comes to the rescue. Take a moment to imagine things going wrong. Maybe your slides crash, or you lose your train of thought. This might sound counterintuitive, but by visualizing these potential hiccups, you're mentally preparing for them. You start thinking through backup plans and coping strategies, turning anxiety into anticipation. When things actually go sideways, and let's be honest, sometimes they do, you'll feel more confident and composed because you've already practiced handling those situations. D. Negative visualization isn't about negativity, it's about empowerment. It's about facing our fears head-on and emerging stronger on the other side. By practicing this ancient Stoic technique, we can cultivate mental clarity, resilience, and a sense of calm control even in the face of uncertainty. Remember, life throws curveballs, but with the right mindset, we can hit those balls out of the park. So go ahead, embrace negative visualization. Don't just dream about your goals, imagine the obstacles too. It might feel a little strange at first, but trust me, it's worth it. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from this powerful tool. Leave a review and let us know how you are using negative visualization in your life. We're all on this journey together, and I can't wait to hear your stories. Until next time, stay grounded, keep learning, and never stop growing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.